Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Here to help out those that have gone out, had a great time, not to hear from that person again. It's frustrating. We'll help you get answers like we're going to do right now with Adam. Good morning, Adam.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hello. Right.
So we understand that you've been ghosted by Katie, and we're sorry about that. So Before we call her, at least try to call her, let's get the backstory. How'd you guys meet, and what happened?
Well, you know, it's a tale as old as time. We met online. At a surface level, I dig this girl. She seems really cool, like right out the gate. Mm-hmm. You know, then I asked her to meet in person, and I was hooked. I laid all my cards out on the table with her on our date. It seemed like she was digging it. We had a lot of funny banter. We made a lot of like jokes about like marriage and the notions of marriage, and we talked about like what our futures look like together.
Wait, hold on. On the first date?
Bro.
I know.
Okay.
It was crazy.
I don't think anything's off the table anymore.
You don't?
Not really.
Really?
It just sounds fast, but
now,
okay. If
you went out with a guy on a first date and started talking about what it'd be like being married to you, would you find that attractive?
There wouldn't be a problem with it. If you've had enough drinks and it's just joking or casual,
you gotta
read the room.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously not if it's just like the first 5 minutes.
Right.
All right, Adam, we're not judging. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
So this was back and forth stuff, though, too, right? She was making jokes, too. It wasn't. Definitely wasn't just me being like, we're going to be married forever and all that. Anyway, whatever. She ended up seeming like a really good fit for me. And I honestly figured there was no chance that we wouldn't be going out on at least a second date. But I haven't heard anything from her since, and here we are.
All right. Well, it's frustrating how you go from marriage chat to not even second date
for
chat.
Real.
Well, let's give her a ring and see if we can get her on the phone and give us some answers. Hang on.
Hello.
Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Brad Booker with Alex Franco and Audrey Allen with Mix 94.7. Now, I want to, before you say anything else, just tell you everything that's happening. It's a lot of information real quick, but in the middle of a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we've got Adam on who reached out to us about getting a hold of you because he said you guys went out on a great first date. He thought it was awesome and has not heard from you. Was there something that happened on the date that you weren't happy about, or was this just kind of a case of miscommunication? He told us that you guys talked a lot about like even what it would be like between the two of you to get married.
We thought it was fast, but he said you were doing it too.
I just like at the end of the day, like he's just like not my guy. You know what I mean? Like we had a really fun date. Like that's true. But I just don't think it would actually turn into that like future long-term relationship.
Even though y'all talked about
it. I know. What's up?
I mean, like, I, like, tried to entertain him and, like, everything he was saying, like, as hard as I could and, like, I don't know, try to, like, fit into that role, I guess, that he wanted. But, like, I don't know, at the end of the day, it's just not me.
What kind of stuff was he saying that turned you off?
I guess just, like, his expectations about marriage and stuff and, like, I don't know, like, how he would see a future, like, with a woman in general, like, was much more, like, modern, I guess, and, like, after this date. I really thought about it a lot, and, like, it turns out I guess I am more traditional when it comes to, like, relationships and a future, and, like, I don't know, I realized from all of this conversation, like, I want, like, a wedding where my friends can come and celebrate, and, like, I do want a family, and, like, I want the marriage, like, I want that whole family traditional thing. And
were you saying he didn't want that?
She said modern, so.
What's modern?
He just doesn't think it's necessary to, like, have like an actual marriage like ceremony or anything. Like we're just together and like you know, long-term companions. Like it's basically a marriage without the paperwork and without the party and without the whatever. And it's like I don't know, like I just kept thinking about it when I got home and I was like, it's just not me. And, like, you know, this was our first date, and we had, like, a couple of conversations, like, you know, through, like, the app or whatever. And it's like, I don't think I need to explain my, like, whole life to him after just one date. So I just didn't say anything, I guess.
Got you.
I will never get that. You men try to get away with a lot. We were talking about this the other day. You were talking about a couple where they were engaged with no intention of being married.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying engagement is a commitment. But I don't feel like an engagement is a commitment.
I don't feel like it. I think engagement's like a promise ring. Like, I promise you.
A promise ring is not a commitment?
It's not a commitment because you're saying you're going to marry her.
The promise for a commitment.
Right.
You're committing to a commitment. It's a commitment.
But you just said it.
But you're not.
You just said it. You're committing. You're not committed yet.
This is not going to be a popular comment.
This will be good.
No guy would ever get married if it wasn't for a woman.
That's not true.
100%.
No, not. I wouldn't say 100%.
That's not true.
All right. I would say the majority of men would not get married if it wasn't for a woman's influence on the situation.
Fake news. It's all you're saying every marriage is because women want it, or most marriages are only because of women?
Absolutely.
That's just ludicrous.
I'm not saying that I'm not saying that a man would not commit. I'm not saying that a man would not be in a happy relationship. I'm not saying that a man couldn't be in a faithful, committed relationship. But like, I don't think guys feel the need to get married like women do.
You're Looney Tunes.
I'm trying to think of a guy I know that needed to get married.
No one needs general. But I don't even know where to begin with you. This is foolish.
Okay. Katie, we heard from you. Thank you so much. Adam, do you have anything that you want to add here?
I guess I feel kind of misled, you know? Like, she could have told me that she wanted something different. I don't know. It seemed like she was game for what I wanted in the future, and I appreciate her sticking to her guns and knowing that's not what she wanted, and I get that.
It was a little fast.
Live and learn. That's it. It's just not a match, but it seems like you both are good people, so I wish you the best.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.